Here's a news flash.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Democrats and Republicans are fighting over tax cuts. This time, the issue is whether investors or middle-class taxpayers should get a break. Republicans want to extend tax cuts on capital gains and dividends past 2008. Democrats mostly say the priority should be middle-class families who get hit with the alternative minimum tax. The Senate passed a bill yesterday that tries to do both, but gives priority to AMT relief. It now goes to the House. A third airline will come out of bankruptcy this month. Aloha Air is getting out of Chapter 11 about the same time as ATA at the end of February. United emerged from it this week. But a survey predicts we could see a lot of new corporate bankruptcies this year. Tess Vigeland has more.
86 public companies filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in 2005. Believe it or not, that's an 8-year low and the fourth yearly decline in a row. And last year's newer and tougher bankruptcy laws apparently weren't a major factor. But Carrie Mastroianni of BankruptcyData.com says she expects upwards of 150 public companies to file this year. That's because they've already issued so many corporate bonds to prop themselves up that they've run out of borrowing power.
Less and less companies can afford to take on more debt than they already have. So that's starting to go down. And now they're realizing they took on too much debt, and now they're all going to file.
The title of biggest public bankruptcy for last year goes to Refco, the futures brokerage with $33 billion in assets that sank under the weight of fraud charges brought against its CEO. In Los Angeles, I'm Tess Vigeland for Marketplace.
I mentioned Aloha Air saying adios to bankruptcy. Another company is saying aloha to Hawaii. Del Monte says after almost a century, it's going to stop growing pineapples there. Marketplace's Elisa Roth tells us more.
Del Monte says it simply can't afford to keep up with the competition from places like Costa Rica, Ecuador, and Mexico. Consumers have long associated pineapples with Hawaii, much like Washington and apples, or Idaho and potatoes. There are still two other big pineapple producers in Hawaii, but some worry that Del Monte's departure signals the beginning of the end for the industry. But pineapple consumption is growing, and Kathy Means of the Produce Marketing Association says consumers will probably continue to associate the fruit with Hawaii.
Even though the pineapples may be grown elsewhere, consumers may be thinking, pineapple, Hawaii.
Last year, the U.S. pineapple market grew by nearly a quarter to $550 million. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
You've probably heard these computer virus names recently, Blackworm, Kamasutra, MyWife.E. The good news is you won't be hit by all of them. They're the same virus. The bad news is the calendar. Today's the day the virus is supposed to attack computers. The experts say the best protection is to avoid unfamiliar emails and attachments and update your antivirus program. Not the most pleasant day for Wall Street, thanks to some labor statistics and disappointing earnings. The Dow dropped 102 points to 10,851. The S&P 500 fell 11 to 1270. The NASDAQ slid 29 to 2281. Oil's taking a bit of a tumble. It's under $65 a barrel today. This is Marketplace. It's Super Bowl weekend, so in honor of all those white hats out there, the job files.
My name is George Grieger. I am a football referee. I currently work the high school level, college level, and the semi-pro level. In some games, there's a tremendous amount of pressure. The game starts on your whistle, and it ends on your whistle. When I go out on the football field, half of the people like my call, and the other people disagree with it. So we always have people yelling at us in one fashion or another, primarily because they don't know the rules themselves. Working a game, I'd normally cover anywhere from 4 to 5 miles as a referee. It's much better than joining a health club. However, we really do not make much money. It's an avocation. You do it for the love of the game. You do it for being around the kids playing ball, giving back to the game, and maybe you make a little extra money for Christmas presents.
Amy Scott and Lindsay Thomas produced the Job Files, which come to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By The Economist, the weekly publication of international news with commentary and analysis on world politics, business and finance, technology and the arts, on newsstands and at economist.com. and by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. It's auto show season across the country. In the coming days, there are shows in Chicago, Houston, Baltimore. Dealers flock to them to get a look at the hot new cars. But something's missing. It's the 21st century. Where are the cars that fly? Aries Keck from WHYY in Philadelphia went in search of them at the Philly Auto Show.
Forklift operators cruise to the Philadelphia Convention Center, bringing in big wooden boxes stenciled with the words Jaguar and Hyundai. But even to the guys setting up the auto show, the cars lack a certain something.
I thought Buck Rogers was going to become true by the time I was my age.
You kind of hope for it. I mean, watching the Jetsons.
Rick Edwards and Frank Wunsch aren't alone. A lot of people wonder, just where is my flying car? Well, if you had the most recent Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog, there it is on page 85.
This vehicle is designed to take off vertically like a helicopter, fly like an airplane, and be roadable on the road for some distance like an automobile.
It's the Mueller Skycar M400, a one-person prototype made by California inventor Paul Mueller. It looks like a cherry red Batmobile, and at the end of 4 short wings are propeller pods. In a company video, the Skycar hovers at about 15 feet off the ground, flying very slowly back and forth. There's a slack safety tether visible, but Mueller says he'll cut the cord this summer. If the prototype survives, Mueller has 3 interested parties lined up, even with a price tag of $3.5 million.
We have one buyer from Russia, we have one buyer from India, and we have one potential buyer from the United States.
But while Mueller's lone prototype may have an owner, analysts say buying your own flying car is a long way off. Bruce Dravis oversees corporate securities at the Sacramento law firm Downey Brand.
Flying cars are going to need a huge amount of infrastructure in place before they can be a reality, the capability for people to know where they can go without crashing into one another.
At NASA's Langley, Virginia office, Bruce Holmes has spent more than 20 years working on that infrastructure. One of his projects operates like a GPS in cars, letting the driver/pilot answer crucial questions without an air traffic controller.
Like, where am I? Where is the weather? Where are the trees in the mountains? Where is the airport I'm going to? Where is the traffic?
Holmes is dedicated to these questions and continues to work on similar projects, all aimed at getting flying cars off the ground.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could just pull back on this wheel and levitate above the highway and zoom forward? What a fabulous dream.
Grounded here in Philadelphia, I'm Aries Keck for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
At state universities in California,
the world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.